Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Matter, the SLAS podcast where we interview life science luminaries. I'm your host, Hannah Rosen, and this week we are bringing you on-site to the 2023 SLAS European Conference to hear all about the research and the conference experiences from some of our Tony B Award winners, as well as our two Student Poster Award winners. All right, well, I'm here on the exhibition floor with Adam Wolf, one of our Tony B Award winners. Thank you so much for taking some time to sit down and talk to me today. So to start off with, can you describe the project that you're presenting at the conference here?
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, Hannah. I'm really glad to be here. So at the conference, I'm presenting our concept called the Laboratory Automation Plug and Play Framework, which is intended to be a blueprint to make the integration of lab automation systems easier, especially focusing on lab robotics, supportive lab robotics to be more specific. That means sample transportation, for example. So we are outlining a hierarchical decomposition of the workflows and assigning elements of this decomposition to layers of the control hierarchy, control architecture. Additionally, we also outline an information representation model, sort of like a digital twin, again, focusing on robot-relevant information, mainly the positions. And the idea is that a device vendor should populate the digital twin prototype for that specific device with relative geometrical information within the context of the device. That means that an optical marker on the front side of the device should let the robot bind its own frame of reference to the frame of reference of the device. And then with the help of digital twin information, the internal positions, the robot should be capable of planning the motion to deliver a plate, for example. Very important aspect, additionally, is communication protocols. So that's the connection to my other hat, besides being a PhD student, namely leading the robotics working group with the CELAC organization. And that's where we work on unifying feature definitions, also creating the ontologies to implement elements of the lab framework.
Wow, that's really cool. That's a lot going on there. So how was your experience in applying for and receiving the Tony B Award?
It was a pleasant surprise. I applied last year also. And I guess after now having published two journal articles in SLAS technology, it's a great opportunity for me to engage with the community and to be there physically, to acquire new connections, maybe even find new ways to collaborate with people using the CELA consortium as a forum, and also my other hat with the university. So I have an academical background also and an industrial background working for the technology company. So for me, it's like a really intense experience being here. And I'm really grateful to have won this award.
That's wonderful. Yeah, so you mentioned you're a PhD student, and then you're also working with CELA. So can you tell us, you know, where are you getting your PhD, what university are you working at? And then, you know, how have you come to be wearing so many hats?
Yeah. So I actually have a background in mechatronics and robotics. And by accident, I got acquainted with the life science industry, the pharmaceutical industry, when I started my PhD with Takeda in Vienna. And I was looking for a supervisor, and that's when I went back to Hungary, where I'm originally from. And with the Open University, I started this industrial PhD program that's very much connected to my day-to-day activities at Takeda as an engineer in the digital laboratory. And also the CELA hat is in line with vision of making plug-and-play integration for lab robots possible.
That's so cool. So what are your future plans for this research?
my future plans are really to make it happen, make this vision happen by creating reference implementations, both with the Open University, with other academical collaborators, with the SILA Consortium, and very important, within Takeda. There, I now have a full-time role in the digital laboratory, and I'm leading global proof of concept projects in the topic of mobile manipulation. So that sets the track for me.
So how does that feed into your long-term career goals?
Yeah, so wearing these three hats is something that I want to keep on the midterm and long-term too, to be a bridge between academia and the industry, continue doing research and development, having the ability to play with different technological solutions, implement them in a real life scenario. And I think I'm at the right place right now.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. It sounds very exciting. So can you tell us a little bit about how has your experience been at the Europe 2023 conference so far?
Awesome. Very intense, to be honest. Going back and forth between the exhibition area, the poster area, and the plenary sessions. Talking to a lot of great people, great minds, learning about approaches, new concepts, and also getting feedback on my research. Very valuable input. So again, I'm very grateful to be here as Tony B. Chowell Award winner.
Great. Well, we are just thrilled to have you here. I can tell you that much. I'm thrilled that you took the time to sit down and talk to me for a little bit. And I got to know you a little bit better. And, you know, I look forward to seeing where this exciting research goes. And hopefully we'll see you at future SLAS conferences.
I hope so. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm on the exhibition floor with Marisa Parra Lopez, one of our Tony B Award winners at Europe 2023 International Conference. So can you, to start off, just describe a little bit of the project you're presenting at the conference here?
I'm presenting a multidisciplinary approach combining biophysical studies with high-throughput metrology in search for LIGA of TSG-101 UEV. With potential as novel broad spectrum antivirus. The total project involves the share of ligand for three cellular protein, but here I focus on one of them, TSG. I'm presenting a multidisciplinary approach combining biophysical studies with high-throughput methodology in search for ligand of TSG-100V UEV with potential as novel broad spectrum antivirus. The total project involves the set of ligand for three cellular protein, but here I'm focused on one of them, TSG. Many viruses present viral-like domains. They are short and conserved proline-rich sequences. The interaction between PTAP viral-like domains with TSG UEV is essential for the body of enveloped viruses such as Ebola or HIV. So the inhibition of the interaction has been proposed as a target for the development of antivirus. This project began with the study of this protein and her interaction with natural ligands through biophysical study. Later, with high display, we have demonstrated that higher binding affinities is attainable by small peptides. This leads us to the next step, to explore the druggability of TSG-100 UEV binding interface. For it, we have done a high-throughput screening of different libraries of compounds, drug repurposing libraries, and the Medina collection of natural products. We have selected a set of compounds with IC550 values in the low macromolar range. Finally, we validate these compounds thanks to our collaborators. We have done this assay. Finally, thanks to our collaborator, we validate the activity of this compound in a cellular context with full-length proteins and in virus-like particle assay and live viruses. Finally, I am presenting here a different strategy toward the development of host-oriented broad spectrum antivirus.
Awesome. That's so cool. So how was your experience in applying for and then receiving the Tony B Award?
It was a very nice experience. I am very happy that I had the opportunity of sharing my research by my best poster presentation on FlagStack. This was a very exciting moment because it was the first time that I showed my research in front of an audience. And it was me very proud. I am very grateful by the award that has allowed me to grow as a professional and to be here having a good time with you.
Awesome. Well, we're so happy to have you here. So what are your future plans, if any, for this research?
First, I have pending to do the screening of natural products. I am very lucky to collaborate with Medina Foundation. They have one of the larger and more chemical diverse collections in the world with more than 200,000 microbial stacks. It's impressive. And also, I will test the compounds in viral-like particles and live viruses, as I mentioned. And at the same time, I will do the biophysical characterization of the binding of the selected compound to our target. Finally, we want to do proteomic study to evaluate the possible toxicity and side effects of our compound after targeting cellular proteins. For it, recently, a research expert in proteomics has joined our department, so we want to take advantage of this opportunity.
Awesome, absolutely, as you should. So what is your current research position?
I'm a PhD student in my second year in Physical Chemistry Department, University of the Granada, under the supervision of Irene Luque. Also, I spent so much time in Medina Foundation. I have a lot of colleagues and excellent collaborators and supervisors. I am very lucky to work in this team.
What are your long-term career goals?
Well, it's difficult for me to think on a long term because I am in a very intense stage with a lot of things to do and to learn. But I would like to continue in drug discovery field, maybe moving to industry, because I have always been interested in using my skill and knowledge to make a positive impact in the world and in people's lives. And also, I enjoy my time in academia. I think that a career in industry will allow me to do this in a larger scale.
Definitely. So how has your experience been at the Europe 2023 conference so far?
Great. It's beautiful and fantastic. I like so much the short course about high content screening. And I am going to a very interesting talk for this presentation and exhibition. It's impressive, the automation technology that I am seeing. Of course, I am taking this opportunity to do networking, sharing my research, our curiosities, and all is great. I am very, very, very happy to be here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to sit down and talk to me today. It's been a real pleasure getting to know you a little bit more, and we look forward to kind of seeing your journey in the biosciences, and hopefully we'll see you at some more SLAS conferences.
Thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. I'm here on the exhibition floor with Natalia Karchevska, one of our Tony B Award winners.
So
thank you so much for speaking with me. So can you describe a little bit of what the project is that you're presenting at the conference here?
Yeah, so I prepared an poster about the evaluation of biotech compounds using self-made DNA, as well as alternative high-content assays. So in our center, we use the self-made DNA in like a high-throughput manner, where we use it to on screening of libraries of compounds, because we are a part of the EU Open Screening Consortium, which distributes libraries of compounds. And at the same time, we also develop other high content essays that will be searched for different sets of dyes that can be also used to maybe describe more changes in the morphological profile of the cell.
That's great. So how was your experience, you know, applying for the Tony B Award?
So it was something really new to me because I just started my work in this field. But overall, I had to prepare a presentation regarding self-finding essay because I mainly worked on this essay. So it was really, really fun, but also really kind of stressful for me because it was something new, but I guess it went okay.
I would say so. So what are your future plans for this cell painting research?
We want to expand actually our work because we want to optimize the cell painting assay on different cell lines than try different cell lines, and also expand the project on this and try different compound libraries as well. And as I said, introduce new dyes also for the other high-content essay. So just want to develop the essay.
Make it bigger and better.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So what is your current position?
So currently I'm working in the Center for High-Throughput Studies in the College of Engineering Sciences as a
great. What are your long-term career goals?
I'm looking forward to actually maybe do a PhD in the future because I just recently got my master's thesis. I'm looking forward to doing a PhD and also expanding in the field of drug discovery, especially the cell.
Excellent. So how has your experience been at the Europe 2023 conference so far?
Awesome so far, and I'm really very grateful that I can come here and to see this big conference because actually I wasn't at so big conference before, and it's great to actually hear different perspectives from different people and to inspire from different scientists and to be able to present also my work.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you here and so glad that you've been able to have this experience. And thank you so much for taking some time out of a busy schedule to come and talk to me. This is Leslie Matthews. I'm here on the exhibition floor at Europe 2023 with Morgan Dennis, one of our student poster award winners. Morgan, first, congratulations on your win. How do you feel about the winning of the award?
I'm really quite shocked. I'm just started my PhD, so like I didn't think that I would be selected to win, but I'm just really proud of what I've done, and also congratulations to the winner as well. It's just been really, really fun, small experience. So thank you.
What was the type of research that you were working on for this project?
So the research was some work that I did during my master's degree at the University of Nottingham, and I was trying to create a membrane-based assay that would allow us to look at receptor activity, level knowledge, receptors taxing them to, using an intact and functional gene protein.
What future plans do you have for this research?
So I'm currently now doing my PhD, and I'm looking at the development of sparsit probes for obesity or gene receptor. in the lab of Shirley Chemistry. So I'm not sure where that will come into my research, but it's something that I definitely want to go back and possibly tie in. But also my previous lab, the lab of Dimitri Vikrinsev, hopefully I'll continue to use it, and hopefully after publishing some work on it, before my also adopt the technique as well.
So you said it was cannabinoid receptors?
Yes.
So did you see how maybe that can relate to anything on the floor here with automation?
So just generally, it was just really cool to like see all the different like the vendors and everything like that, and it was just really cool to see. I mean, I didn't necessarily think about like cannabinoid receptors, I say, but just like
the generally technology. Yeah.
Everything and just so many innovative things I just never thought. So it's really cool.
So you're a PhD student now?
Yep.
Okay. What are your plans and aspirations for the future?
So I'm still exploring my avenues. I've got quite a long way yet to go. I'm just at the start of my journey. But I'm looking at both academic and industrial positions. So I'm still a bit undecided, but yeah, I'm just excited to see where this journey will take.
Yeah, and like I mentioned to the other awardee, if you have any questions about industry experience or your path in general, I'm more than happy to talk to you about that, having come from that field. And how was your experience at the Europe 2023 conference?
It was really, really good fun. I think it was definitely a lot bigger than I thought it would be. Like, well, yeah, I think like it sort of blew me away, sort of how many people there are on the Earth and how many different sort of connections I've sort of been able to make. And also just the difference and variety and just the different techniques that people have developed and all the sort of technology. It's just really been really good fun. Really good insight into sort of lab automation as well. So it's been really good fun.
Thank you for your feedback on that too as well. Yeah, great. Congratulations. Safe travel.
See you later.
I'm here with the winners of the Student Poster Awards on the floor from SLAS 2023 Europe. Tien Wei is one of our winners. Tien, will you tell us a little bit about the project that you were working on?
Learn something about my project. My project is working on Pfizer to small molecule drug screening on FOXO3 in red T cells for cancer immunotherapy.
Tien, what are your future plans for this research?
I can plan now, because now, as you can see from my poster, that I have an ongoing project, just finished a lot of new drug screening, with those, which is around 30,000 compounds.
Wow.
I'm still working on validating the candidates from this library. So I would like to keep working on this project to find more candidates that we can use for the future cancer immunotherapy. And I think my supervisor in the lab is supporting me a lot for the project, and they would like to keep me in the lab.
Yeah. So currently, what's your position?
Yeah, I'm a postdoc.
You're a postdoc.
Yeah.
I remember those days. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And in the future, what are you thinking your career goals might be?
I'm now just up to join this meeting. I'm also thinking about probably to try to look for opportunities in industry, because my project is very much related to the drug discovery. So I think it should be very interesting for me to look around in the industry to find some pharmacology companies, and also to try to learn how to develop the new disease treatment.
Wonderful. If you need any advice, I'm more than happy to talk about it as someone who's gone through the process of being an industrial representative. So we can talk later too. How is your experience at the conference overall then?
I'm feeling very, very excited to join this conference. It's my first time to join this last meeting. And it's out of my expectation that I can see so many patients and so many companies that show a lot of the new techniques. And also there are very good scientific presentations, which I can learn what other people are doing, not only in the research field, but also in the industry.
And I guess I just have one last question for myself would be, where do you think the next steps are with CAR-Ts?
The CAR-T?
Yeah.
I think it will be known for precisionized medicine.
Personalized medicine?
Yeah.
Personalized medicine.
So really focusing on the patient and what the patient can benefit from the CAR T.
And also, I think this should be like some development to make this CAR T percent faster than what it has now.
Yeah.
If it's going to the patient, it should be in more fast process to produce the CAR T cells as less possible before it can be injected back to the patient. So we need the efficiency.
Okay, well, congratulations again, Karen. It's really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes our interview.